I guess
where it transmitted into, like, you like to dance on stage.
Oh, I love it.
And that was my, like, that was like my ticket in, or where we talked about this, where your spirit animal comes out on stage. Oh, in the Dakota Star.
I can't, you know, I just don't headbang. It's too masculine.
It's too cliche.
That, yeah, it's just, yeah, we play rock and roll, and it's loud, and it's intense, and it's dark, and it's, like, it's very aggressive, very caveman-like. That's what rock and roll is. But I don't know, man. Like, the music my mom raised me on was the Stones and Guns N' Roses and Aerosmith. I'm like,
you have good parents?
My mom, man, she loves rock and roll. She raised me on Tina Turner, Alice Cooper.
Yes.
But I'm just like, you need to, I don't know. I love to dance, and I just I hear the music. I'm like, I don't want a headbang that's too angry. I like to dance. Rock and roll should be a little sexual. It should be. You got to keep it a little sexy.
It usually is.
So I'm just like, yeah, you're not going to see me headbang and just stand there. Like, it's just, it's, I can't. I just, it's not even an option.
Like, the dance part, that's what won me over. Where it was just kind of like,
see, you're not many, a lot of guys will be like, no, that's good. That's good.
You know, but that,
and I'm like, whatever. Like, and I like to wear vests and ties and coats.
But
and,
there was a vibe about that where I was just kind of like, the vest, the ties, the coat. Because
you can see that I love Scott Weiland when I'm on stage.
I'm a diehard Scott Weiland fan, and like that's where we bonded on Ricky Rock's show.
You just connect. Like,
we were talking about like STP.